This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
If you've listened or read Walter Isaacson, who wrote about Jobs and Einstein and Musk, he does a fabulous job of telling you the reason you have Jobs, Einstein, and Musk in our lives and what they're able to achieve, which is extraordinary, is for one reason. They had more faith than everyone else. They didn't listen to the 80% of their thoughts that are repetitive. It's called your subconscious, that told them every day, holy shit, I'm gonna go bankrupt. This isn't gonna work. This isn't gonna work. Thank God Einstein didn't listen to all the other Nobel Prize winners and all the other physicists of his time. There would be no, we wouldn't be half of where we were. And trust me, 200 years from now, when we're on Mars and there's autonomous vehicles and brain links, and people will be like, thank God, Elon, the alien, that he didn't quit like normal people, that he didn't listen to the 80% of the thoughts in the subconscious that are negative, that are repetitive, that just feed into what everyone else thinks. You see, there's a huge energy gap that's happening, especially with our children, and I work on it with my four every single day. I remind them, let's look at what I am, not what other people or what I want other people to think I am. That's a huge energy gap. It's a distance of resistance that we have to reduce with wisdom and faith to teach everyone I am. What am I doing to interfere with it? Because I'm part and parcel of a unified, abundant system of thought that we all belong to, of more than enough of everything for everyone. In the math, the third step. We appreciate everything we have. We acknowledge it by not having it anymore. And here's the part that people don't get. If you really believe that you live in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone, then why don't you ask for it? Why don't you ask? Why do you feel so bad asking? Why? Do you feel guilty asking? Why? If you truly believe there's more than enough of everything for everyone and you are protected, promoted, and loved by an omniscient, all-powerful source, why would you ask for more? Because all you're doing is making someone else feel really good, because when I'm asked for help and I'm able to give it, I feel really, really good. That's why in business, my only objective, why I am so successful in business, why Musk is so successful in business, why Gates was so successful in business, why Einstein is the number one brand ever created on earth, because it's the only brand I know that you can go anywhere on earth, including in Kenya when I was in the Masai Mara with a warrior in a skirt and sandals, and I said to him, bro, if I asked you who the greatest genius of all time was, besides me, you kiss, a lot of kisses, kiss asses out there, who, what would you say? And he looked at me and he said, Einstein. That's a brand. I guarantee Kardashians and The Rock don't have that kind of brand. Why? Why? Because they all believe in abundance, in a unified, abundant, infinite system of thought that we all belong to, and they don't feel bad asking. They have wisdom and faith that they're seeking at all times, because they believe there's more than enough of everything for everyone. Therefore, why not take a Tesla to Mars, which Elon has done? Why not start my own rocket ship? Why not have a brain link to a computer? Why not have a solar wall? All the things that this guy does, and everyone just shit on him, and his own brain, I'm sure, has the same 80% of the thoughts. Dude, you are a mess. There's no way you're gonna get this done. Oh, but if I seek wisdom and have faith, I will, because there's more than enough of everyone. And guess what? I'm gonna ask for more, because I know that I'm adding value, and God knows it too, or whatever your source is. Why? Because he gives you a doggy biscuit when you ask, and he gives the person that helps you a doggy biscuit. The only thing you need to worry about in business, if you wanna be abundant, is to build a community of people that wanna help each other and know people that can help each other. I am going to be a billionaire very soon because I am building one of the biggest communities of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other in abundance. That's it. No great genius. I am not Einstein. But I know one thing, that I am very good at explaining to people why you should join my neighborhood. Are you interested in joining a neighborhood of people that want to help you and know people that can help you and vice versa? Why is that so important? Because what I learned about building a community of abundant people is that abundant people, people who want to help each other, know people that can help each other, they buy from you for life and sell for you for life. So as I get up to 5 million people in my community right now of people who know people that can help me and want to help me themselves and vice versa, it's exponential in the abundance that I receive. But I have to ask. You're not just gonna join my community if I don't say, hey, come and join me. Can I give you a book? Come and join me. I have free Friday trainings for over 24 years. Show up. If you can't show up, I'll give you the replay. Come and join my neighborhood. I'm asking you. And I'm not afraid to ask the people in my neighborhood, hey, do you know anyone that can help me? And how can I be of service to you?